Council member Jerry Allen asked Task Force Chair Lois Finkelman one of the big questions of the day.
Are you saying that the drilling for gas is safe if we do exactly what you're saying?
I don't know that we're in a position to tell you it's safe, any safer than any other industrial use that goes on in the city.
That exchange prompted a response from anti-drilling audience members. Four protesters wearing industrial-use face masks were escorted out. They did not get to hear Councilmember Tennell Atkins' position that gas drilling could be a good thing for the city.
I do think that gas drilling is an asset to the city of Dallas and to most of the cities and most of the country. I believe that we are going to drill in the city.
If drilling occurs, Councilmember Scott Griggs does not want it to be in a city park or in the Trinity River floodplain as allowed under the Drilling Task Force recommendations. And he wants any new Dallas drilling ordinance to address how much drillers must pay for the millions of gallons of water required for hydraulic fracking. Griggs says that water would be contaminated and stored forever.
So I think we need to be very careful about how we price that water, since that's certainly permanently lost water capacity for the city of Dallas.
Mayor Mike Rawlings promises a lot more discussion before a final vote.
This has got many levels and many ramifications, neighborhood issues, legal issues.
The mayor has scheduled three more briefings, one to hear from environmentalists, another to hear from industry, and one behind closed doors to hear from the city's lawyers. Drilling opponent Raymond Crawford wants the council to go slowly. He says the outcome is too important to rush.
This will be a legacy vote. However they vote, their decisions will affect everyone's life in Dallas for decades to come.
BJ Austin, KERA News.